Hi, I'm John David Miller, and this is Aware More Blogcast, Awakening to Be Aware More with Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. We've been doing a series on historical quotes of concern, and today's the last in that series with quotes on wisdom. The first two quotes are from Plato. Ignorance is the root and stem of all evil. The price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. That's from Plato, those quotes. Other quotes, secrecy begets tyranny. Thinking doesn't pay, just makes you discontented with what you see around you. But goodness alone is never enough. A hard, cold wisdom is required for goodness to accomplish good. Goodness without wisdom always accomplishes evil. And those three quotes were from Robert A. Heinlein in A Stranger in a Strange Land. Another Heinlein quote, a dying culture invariably exhibits personal rudeness, bad manners, lack of consideration for others in minor matters, a loss of politeness, of gentle manners, is more significant than is a riot. Moving on to another quote, the perfect dictatorship would have the appearance of a democracy, but would basically be a prison without walls, in which the prisoners would not even dream of escaping. It would essentially be a system of slavery where, through consumption and entertainment, the slaves would love their servitude. That is from Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World. Another quote then, as Victor Hugo has said, there is nothing so powerful as an idea whose time has come. No standing army can stop it, no politician can legislate it, no institution can control it. That idea is freedom of self-determination, of sovereignty, of nationalism, of borders, of embracing one's culture yet again, and casting off the yoke, the restraints, the formalities, and the bondage that globalism has done globally throughout the world for several decades. That quote is from V, the Guerrilla Economist. Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroy information. And religions destroy spirituality. Quote from Michael Ellner, E-L-L-N-E-R. Excuse me. You must consider the whole part played by electricity in nature. Human beings cannot go on developing in the same way in an atmosphere permeated on all sides by electric currents and radiations. It has an influence on the whole development of man. This life of men in the midst of electricity, notably radiant electricity, will presently affect them in such a way that they will no longer be able to understand the news which they receive so rapidly. The effect is to damp down their intelligence. Such effects are already seen today. Even today, you can notice how people understand the things that come to them with far greater difficulty than they did a few decades ago. That is from Rudolf Steiner, educator, in 1924. Quote, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla, famous inventor and scientist. Reality is just a word, and you shouldn't use it without quotation marks around it anyway. That's from Joseph Campbell, a famous professor of mythology, analyst of the world's mythologies, and someone whom I actually had the opportunity to meet and have dinner with when I was on the speaking committee at Hartford Seminary back in the 70s. Very interesting person. Here's an older and classic quote. There are three classes of people, those who see when they are shown, those who do not see. That's from Leonardo da Vinci. Another famous quote, sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed. Friedrich Nietzsche. Another famous quote, "It is easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled." Mark Twain. Now here are some quotes of mine. "If you don't like illness, why not prevent or get rid of it?" And how do you do that? Well, here's some quotes from a section of one of my pages, one of my websites called The Life Verities of Holistic Reality. "A verity is something true, a fact, a principle, an accurate statement of reality. The supportive life verities of holistic reality are anchor principles for determining what is real. Correct knowledge of reality requires clear perception. Creative awareness is the source of perception, thinking, experience, and expression. Goodness is the unifying quality of creative awareness serving the manifestation of reality and the awakening of greater consciousness. A corollary to that, badness or evil is the differentiating quality, the other side of goodness, together generating the pulse of manifestation, the appearance of opposition, falsehood, and choices, and the motive for improvement. Holistic loving is the creative dynamic energy of living and the ultimate purpose of experience. Holistic natural health wellness serves clear perception and conscious growth in awareness. The deeper you dig and the higher you climb, the more you will learn." Thanks for listening to Be Aware More. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and how to be prepared, reallywell.com for outstanding natural health wellness information and products, and awaremore.com for the archives of this program. Have a great day.